Welcome to The Good We Can, a weekly Bible reading and devotion. I'm Bill Anzio, and for our scripture passage this week, we turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. After John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee announcing God's good news, saying, "Now is the time. Here comes God's kingdom. Change your hearts and lives and trust this good news." As Jesus passed alongside the Galilee Sea, he saw two brothers, Simon and Andrew, throwing fishing nets into the sea, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," he said, "and I'll show you how to fish for people." Right away they left their nets and followed him. After going a little farther, he saw James and John, Zebedee's sons, in their boat, repairing the fishing nets. At that very moment he called them. They followed him, leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired workers. And now for a devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines, written by Ann Cummings, ordained elder in the United Methodist Church, a licensed clinical social worker, author of My Body is Good, Embracing Body Positivity and Giving Up Diet Culture for Lent, Working for Body Justice and Promoting Embodied Spirituality. Though Mark's writing is concise, this scene from the Galilean seaside is evocative. Jesus is walking along the water's edge, watching the fishermen in their boats a little way offshore, casting their nets in hope of drawing in a hearty catch. He finds two disciples fishing along the shoreline. He finds two more in their boat, sitting in the sunlight, mending their intricate nets. Jesus met the disciples right where they were every day, out by the sea, doing their jobs. Sometimes we are guilty of listening for God's call only in special places. We think we will meet God only at a special retreat, during a revival service, or on the top of a picturesque mountain. We might expect to hear from God during a powerful worship service, but we don't think to listen for God in the ordinary moments of everyday life. This passage reminds us that God is calling to us right here and right now. God shows up in the work we do every day. Jesus even uses familiar language when he calls the first disciples. He doesn't strip them of their entire identity as fishermen. Jesus uses what they already know and understand and shows them that they can use those skills to bring a new kind of life into the world. Right now, God is calling to you. You don't have to go anywhere or do anything special to hear God's call. God will meet you right where you are, and you don't have to abandon your identity and become a different person to follow Christ. Christ will transform you, along with the gifts and graces you have developed throughout your life. God will use your uniqueness as you choose to follow Christ's way. God of this present moment, thank you for meeting me right where I am. Open my ears to your call. Show me the ways I can use my gifts to follow your way. Give me the courage to get up and go when I hear your voice. Amen. Now a question for personal reflection. How have you responded to God's call on your life? When have you experienced God's voice in the ordinary moments of life? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We are located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. Join us for worship this Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. in person or online. This Sunday, we will begin a worship series that explores our 2024 ministry theme of Beyond Our Doors. Our online worship can be accessed from the worship page on our church website or on our YouTube channel. The worship service can also be viewed anytime during the week. If you're looking for more information about Sun Prairie United Methodist Church, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.